He knows how God thinks. So pardon me as I go through the horrible experience of trying to explain how God thought. Basically, God thought, I can't do that directly. I can't make an immortal being just by making an immortal being, because any immortal being will be here for an eternity. I have got to make an immortal being out of a being that already exists so that I can test that being before I give it immortality. But it all starts with that initial call. Long before there's a chart of the ages, God says, I will create, and the greatest thing I will create is my own personal family. I'm sure, as much as we appreciate and love and grasp the concept and have accepted the concept, there is no way that our minds can imagine the offering, the highness of this calling. And so God set that aside and did all the rest of creation. So the oldest creation in his mind, he calls a new creation, because it had to wait until the old creation was there. And miracle of miracles, God is going to make his own personal family of 144,000 divine beings from us. There's no pride in that. There's only incredible humility and wonderment. So this is what we call the call. And you know how much people appreciate it? Not much. So much so that it says, many are called, and most say, no thanks. But Jennifer didn't say no thanks. Jennifer said, oh my goodness. How can I turn that down? Well, it just begins. The days or weeks or months or years of experience to lead us to the place where God can say, yes, you are one of those that I will use for the new creation. And so he begins in us what we call a new creature. The new creature is a state of mind. It's legal, it is official, but it is a state of mind, which is why Paul says in Romans, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because it is the mind that will become, or is, the nucleus of the new creature. Well, that creates what Brother Russell very wisely calls the present inheritance of the new creation. It is a chapter in volume 6. It is a magnificent chapter when we finally come down to realizing what he's saying. He's saying, because you are now the sons of God, you have an inheritance at the moment, which is beyond anything anybody could possibly desire or ask for or even imagine. Just almost as if you can forget what's going to be coming. Brother Ray Luke, just before he died, told Brother Harry Nugent, Brother Harry, if there were nothing past my last breath, I would count it all worthwhile for what I have had in this lifetime. But the fact is, there is something beyond the last breath. It's really the objective. But this is a part of the Brother Russell's wisdom in writing this chapter called the present inheritance of the new creation. Sister Martha has a text she loves to quote. It's in Mark 10, and I have to read it for you. 29 and 30. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my name's sake and for the gospel's sake." By the way, that doesn't mean you have thrown overboard your family. It means that in the scheme of things, these things take on a totally new look and a totally new function in our lives, so that they are helping in the building of this new creature. "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake." Sister Jennifer, you are going to be a better wife, better mother, a better neighbor, a better citizen. Because what Jesus is saying is not that you're going to become or throw overboard rejectors of your brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms, but they take on a totally new perspective and purpose in your life. He continues, "But that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age." Jesus continues, I won't continue, but there is the present inheritance of the new creation. "He shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age, as well as what is to come." Well, what do you have now that other people don't have? You have the ability to express and live by faith. You know what Paul says about faith? He says it's reality. Now, to the rest of the world, faith is not reality. Faith is some bubble over your head. But our present inheritance is, I know, that's faith, I know that God is working everything for my good. Wow! What kind of present inheritance can outdo that? Your present inheritance is prayer. It's not that the world can't pray, even like Cornelius prayed, but that we have an open channel. We can talk to our Abba Father. Our present inheritance is understanding. Paul says the world doesn't know you, but you know them. You know everything that's going on to some degree. What a present inheritance in a world that knows nothing about what's going on and fears it. Total guidance, part of our present inheritance. Brother Duane talked about this text this morning, and as I said, it's been ricocheting in my head because I love it. And this is 1 John chapter 1. Too much there to get into. Brother Duane covered most of it. But notice these words: "That you also may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Now you know what fellowship is like among saints. It's a marvelous experience, where we can share things, and delight in them and get excited about them and grow from them. But this is fellowship with the Father. And this is one of the things, Sister Jennifer, that as your course proceeds will become brighter and dearer. If you wake up in the middle of the night and a scripture comes to your mind and you ruminate on it, you're having fellowship with the Father. If something is happening in your life and, oh, how did that happen right next to you? You are having fellowship with the Father. You are having fellowship with the Father in ways that you're going to have to just sort of chart in your mind or on a piece of paper because it will grow. And the fellowship you have with Him and with our Lord Jesus Christ is beyond. And you can't say, I have this much and it stops there. I have this much and it continues to grow. Then there's the future inheritance of the saints. Part of them are here, but they will be part of your inheritance forever. There will be 144,000 individuals that you will never cease to have joy and excitement with, starting now and going on past your last breath from your lungs. A family, which is what God planned from before there was a chart of the ages. And the temporary future inheritance, where you can take the better part of 1,000 years and with the other saints say, wake up. Be healed. Understand. And watch the sparkle in their eyes as that all happens. What an inheritance. So, what Jennifer has done is to answer that call. And she's telling us that by being immersed at this convention. She is simply symbolizing something she has already done. And as Paul says in Romans, you've given up your humanity, but that's no trade. And you symbolically come up out of that grave of water, walking as a new creature, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'll come there in a moment and give you the right hand of fellowship on behalf of the saints here. And even the saints beyond the veil, because they're excited about the prospect. You know, in the parable of the penny, the Lord sends somebody to work in the last hour to work. Which means this goes on until the very last minute. And so we're not surprised that the Lord has found you by somebody working in the vineyard. And as long as that last hour is still going on, this will continue to happen. Sister Jennifer, I think everybody through the entire gospel age that has gone through this has to some degree understood or acquiesced to the following questions. Number one, do you realize that you were born dying and there was nothing you could do about it? Do you not only realize but fully believe that Jesus is the only way out of that problem? And based upon hearing that call or invitation for a new creation, have you made a total, unreserved consecration to do your Father's will to the very best of your ability until the day you die? With that, we offer you in symbol
right-handed fellowship, run for the success in that narrow.